And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
If American lives must end and American treasure be spilled in countries that we barely know, then that is the price that change has demanded of conviction and of our enduring covenant.
The greatest honor history can bestow is the title of peacemaker. This honor now beckons America, the chance to help lead the world at last out of the valley of turmoil and onto that high ground of peace that man has dreamed of since the dawn of civilization.
I want to thank my predecessor for all he has done to heal our land.
In this present crisis, government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The old ideas are new again because they're not old. They are timeless. Duty, sacrifice, commitment, and a patriotism that finds its expression in taking part and pitching in.
Today we celebrate the mystery of American renewal. This ceremony is held in the depth of winter, but by the words we speak and the faces we show the world, we force the spring.
Today we affirm a new commitment to live out our nation's promise through civility, courage, compassion, and character.
Every so often, the oath is taken amidst gathering clouds and raging storms. At these moments, America has carried on not simply because of the skill or vision of those in high office, but because we, the people, have remained faithful to the ideals of our forebears.
Together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.